This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study Proverbs 30 and 31, Leroy tells the story of a beautiful queen and why no one wrote about her looks. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
It is said of one of Great Britain's early queens, "Above all, she loved God. And, loving her people, she wanted them to love God too. She lived a disciplined life of prayer and hard work. She believed that to serve the Lord, she must combine the devotion of Mary and the practical work of Martha. She was a woman of high position and great wealth, but she saw herself as merely the steward of all these riches and recognized that everything she possessed was to be used for the purposes of God. She had a tremendous impact on her nation, not through fiery speeches, but by her simple life. She was so good that the nation felt that her way must be the right way. She personally cared for hundreds of orphans for the sake of Christ. Because she was committed to serving God and her fellow man before herself, the life of this queen reminded her people of Jesus Christ. Her children received the finest education possible, but she taught them first of all to love Christ. She lived a very austere life, spending long hours in prayer, and she fasted rigorously. Her achievements were great, but her selfless spirit and purity of life overshadowed all her accomplishments. And that is the message of Proverbs 31. The virtuous woman in this chapter is not a religious recluse shut up from active participation in the world around her. At least half of this proverb is taken up with her personal domestic hard work and involvement in the community. Her children grow up and call her blessed. Her husband praises her. In verse 29, "Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." The writer of this chapter sums up the essence of her life in these words: "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." The virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 was not some kind of super mom who tried to do everything in the world. She was a woman who feared God, loved Him, and served others. She gave her children firm yet tender guidance, wise Bible-based counsel, loving discipline, and a holy life. To her husband, she gave faithfulness, careful attention, and heartfelt love. Although she did not seek the praise of men, her life was a public blessing. This is not an unattainable ideal, but a picture of how God blesses the woman who walks with Him in daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Ecclesiastes chapters 1 through 6, "The Man Who Had It All and What He Thought About It," on Daily Discipleship.